Greetings, everyone. This is George Parrott with Christ's Mandate for Missions. And our website, if you want to know more information, is cmm.world. We invite you to go there and sign up for our free newsletter to keep in touch with news from the front lines of the vineyards of the Lord as we serve in 70 nations. We have many hundreds, if not thousands, of pastors, missionaries, leaders, business folks, all types of diverse people from many backgrounds, many streams, working with us as part of our family. And we also have our CMM Oasis, which includes ordained ministers with us serving around the world. And we invite you to find out more at cmm.world. Today, I want to share with you from where we are today. You know, there are many questions about 2020, what all happened around the world, what is happening now, and what are we to do about it? And here we are in this week between Passover and Easter, and we thank our Lord Jesus Christ for all he did and does for us even still. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we pray that you will know him more and more and complete the destiny and the purposes that he created in you and for you, that he's faithful to complete the good work that he started in you. So we want to bring you encouragement, hope, increase your faith and your understanding of current events, along with our foundations in the Word of God, and aided and empowered by the Holy Spirit, our helper. And as I said, we're here in the week between Passover and Easter, and I want to share a scripture from John 12, 1. 6 days before Passover, and we know six is the number of man, and Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And Jesus was crucified on the cross at Calvary for the sins of mankind. And along with the miracle of salvation includes healing, deliverance, all types of spiritual blessings that we barely know anything about, all that he did in the completed work on the cross. Six is the number of man, and Jesus was crucified on the cross for our sins to heal all our diseases. By his stripes, we are healed and we have healing. So if you need healing today, we're praying for you to receive this impartation of all that Jesus did for us, including healing you fully and restoring you to divine health and vitality. And he was crucified and he rose on the third day and he was resurrected from the dead. But here in John 12, 1, we read that 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus, who had been dead and whom Jesus had raised from the dead, and there he made a supper, and Martha served him. But Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Imagine that. He'd been dead, this Lazarus, in the tomb for 4 days, and he was stinking. His faith was nil, and Jesus, with the faith of Father God, called him forth from the tomb, shouting loudly. Jesus said, "Lazarus, come forth." Verse 3, we read that then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. She worshipped the Lord, who was about to go to his death, burial, and resurrection. Of course, they didn't know that, but they recognized Jesus as the Christ, the Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. And we look now at John 12, verse 36, and Jesus says, "While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." And we know that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, and he gives us access by his blood, by his death, burial, and resurrection, to come into the throne of grace, as we read in Hebrews 4:16, that we can come boldly, with confidence, as sons of God, to enter into the throne room of grace to receive mercy and find help in time of need. These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. Do you ever feel like the Lord is hiding from you? Do you ever have questions that you want to know, why are all these things and circumstances and darkness in the world and evil happening? Why is there such injustice? Why is there prejudice? Why is there racism? Why is there poverty? If God is good, how can he allow that? Well, I hope during these series of messages that you will have answers to those questions. But I encourage you that you have a voice within you. You have greatness created inside of you, waiting to come out. And today can be your day for a new, fresh beginning. The word says that his mercies are new each morning. And I pray that you would receive the blessings that the Lord has for you, that you would hunger and thirst for answers, especially during this time, this season of chaos and uncertainty, political upheaval, unrest, wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, bizarre weather patterns happening. And inquire of the Lord, as King David did. And so we read in the Word here that these things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. We read several times in the New Testament about Jesus disappearing into the crowds or going into hiding or going away almost every time to be with Father God. For he only did what he heard Father God saying, and he only did those things, and he spoke those things that the Father gave him to say. Has Jesus been hidden from many in this hour that we are in of 2020 so far and 2021? Many people have these questions of what is going on. And, you know, we've heard many Christians and pastors praying for years, and many intercessors praying earnestly for years, Seneca Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by not my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. And many were praying last year during the global pandemic. Some call it the plandemic because it's questionable. It's not only its source and how it's spread and how it's working and the control that is going on, the influence of big pharmaceutical lobbyists and companies and making government policies, the flip-flopping of famous scientists that are known for their past credible records and now changing their tune, so to speak, sometimes on a weekly basis of what is wise. And truly and surely, what is happening in the world is beyond man's remedy to repair. The world must have Jesus. The world must know the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so we have, on the one hand, people praying the word, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. But also let's look at another verse here and put it in contrast and let me know what you think. Make some comments or questions down below as we begin this dialogue. John 12:40, we read, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. And so we compare John 12:40 with 2 Chronicles 7:14, and even more questions arise out of the contrast and comparing of these two verses. Of course, we always want to take the word in the proper context, in the relevant cultural setting that it was spoken in, but is the reason that perhaps our land was not healed last year, even though many thousands, perhaps millions were praying, and I'm sure many millions, perhaps a billion around the world were praying that prayer in true repentance, getting on their knees, asking the Lord by the Holy Spirit to examine their hearts, to convict them of sin that they needed to repent of. I do this every day. I ask the Lord by the Holy Spirit to show me what it is that I need to repent of. For we read in 1 John 1:9 that he is faithful and just to forgive those when we confess our sins. And of course, we know John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that all who would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So, my dear friend, my beloved, I pray that you would ask the Lord questions. Speak to him as you would a friend or an acquaintance. And don't have to put on a show. You don't have to get all religious or bound up in tension or pride or anything. Just humble yourself and get in a quiet place, even under without your mouth moving. Ask the Lord these questions and continue to ask him questions. And I pray that your hunger and your thirst to know the truth is the Word, and the Word was Jesus, and he became flesh. Nothing was created, as we read in the book of John, without him. And we need to seek him, we need to know him, for on that judgment day, none of us have a guarantee of life. We're all mortal, fleshly clay vessels that one day we will perish. And I pray that you would not leave this earth without knowing the Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior. And so you can pray this prayer. Father, I often don't know what's happening. I don't know what's become of my life. But Lord, I know I need help. I've sought it in many places. I've sought it in the world. I've sought it in movies or music. I've sought it in alcohol or drugs or pornography or other types of sin. And Lord, I just feel that you know those things are not right. And you know that I know they're not right. So Holy Spirit, I ask you to sweep over me to reveal my spiritual condition right now. And this is between me and you, Lord. And Father, I repent of my sins, that you know me better than I know myself. And I ask you to forgive me of my sins. And Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart as Lord and Savior and to grant me the new creation reality as you reveal my supernatural identity that I have alone in Jesus Christ. Too often we are caught up in seeking man's approval, and we want to be people pleasers. A lot of the problems in the world today are the result of secular humanistic teaching in our schools for generations, in our culture, peer pressure of wanting to be liked, to be loved, to be of recognition and credibility with people. But none of those things bring a eternal peace or pleasure or salvation. And we want to be God-pleasers. We read in Hebrews 11:6 that without faith it is impossible to please God, for he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And as you hunger and thirst for a better way, a new and living way, and you invited Jesus into your heart, I ask you to ask questions like you would speak to a friend or an acquaintance or a family member. And ask the Lord those burning questions, and he will answer you. And sometimes we just have to wait and be still and listen for him to answer. And if it doesn't happen right away, don't give up. As you hunger, it's your hunger that invites the presence of the Lord. And then I encourage you to seek out other believers or fellowships that you can connect with. And if you don't have one or you live in a remote, isolated area, that's okay. You can contact us and we can set up a phone call or a member of our team of caring, loving, listening, non-judgmental friends to counsel you, to pray with you, to answer questions as best they can. We're all on this journey together. And I want you to know that you are not alone you are not alone. We love you, and the Lord loves you even more. He loves you perfectly, right where you are. You don't have to get cleaned up or earn points or jump through hoops. He takes you just as you are right now, and we invite you to experience the everlasting peace and the joy. And so we read in John chapter 12, verse 42, "Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him. But because of the Pharisees and the Sadducees were like legalistic scholars who thought more highly of themselves as they ought, and they thought they knew everything. And we've read before that there are over 400 prophecies in the Old Testament about the coming Messiah. And here is Jesus Christ in their midst, the son of Joseph and Mary. Of course, Mary was impregnated by the Holy Spirit, so it was a supernatural birth. But Joseph was his earthly father, and trained him up in the fear and admonition of the Lord God Yahweh, and took him to synagogue and taught him carpentry skills, and he was a young man, but doing remarkable things. And so in verse 42, we read, "Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him." So we can know about God, but he wants to know us, and he desires us to know him. And that takes relationship. It takes time. It takes honesty, truth, revealing your soul, even sharing things that you may not feel comfortable with, but it's okay, because he already knows all these things anyway. So the Pharisees did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Isn't that sad? It's tragic that they allowed their social standing to take precedence over their internal spiritual condition and acknowledgement that Jesus Christ, right before them in their midst, was the true Savior and the Messiah. And we read several times in the Bible, particularly in the book of Revelation, that people come before the Lord on Judgment Day, and they say, "Didn't we cast out demons in your name, Jesus? Didn't we heal the sick in your name, Jesus?" And you know what? Jesus says, "Depart from me. I never knew you." So we need to take this seriously, that we can know about God. We can have, in our carnal intellect, we can read the words. You may have read the Bible for years and not felt that it made sense, or it applied to you, or it was too hard to be holy. But the Lord God created us in his image, and he says for us to be holy as he is holy. And Jesus is the way that makes it possible. Apart from him, we can do nothing without Jesus. But he shows us, and he gives us the Holy Spirit to help us. If we ask for wisdom, he freely gives it. So every day, ask the Lord for more wisdom, and he will grant it to you. But it's going to take some time, and it's going to take some effort. But mostly it's going to take hunger. Hunger to know the truth. Hunger to experience the peace of God that passes all understanding. And you know something? There's another scripture that says that the peace of God is what overcomes the enemy. Are you facing enemies in your life? We all are. Are you facing giants or Goliaths? And you feel like little David? But David had the faith and the intimate relational communion with God that he could stand boldly and say loudly, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Today I will slay you, and I will cut your head off and give it to the animals of the field." And we have, by faith, and all through grace, and only by the grace of the Lord, the ability to stand against giants boldly and to fulfill what the Lord created us for. So, my friend, be encouraged today. Get in the Word. But I pray, if you haven't prayed that prayer of repentance, that you go before the Lord and just humbly cry out. Speak in your own voice from your heart what's comfortable with you. And it may just be a little uncomfortable to get out of your comfort zone, but that's exercising your faith. And we are all given a measure of faith. And in the Bible, we read it's the faith that's the size of a mustard seed. But that faith is what enables you to know the Lord, to hunger, to grow in the knowledge and the stature of the Lord as you grow in the holy fear of the Lord. The only wise fear in all times, including now, is to have the holy fear of the Lord, to know that your Creator, who knows the numbers of hair on your head and cares more for you than even you do, and know that He cares more about your problems you face than even you do. There is a God who loves you that perfectly, that completely, and He wants you to be whole. He wants you to be holy, and He sent the Holy Spirit to make that possible for you. So be encouraged today and tune in for more sessions as they're made available. We invite you to make comments, to follow us, to share with your friends and family. And if you want to have a one-on-one conversation with myself or one of a team of loving, caring, compassionate people who will listen to you, who will pray with you, who will not be in a judgmental mode, but they'll listen, because we all have sinned. We all have fallen short of the glory of the Lord. The Bible says if we've done one sin, we've done them all. So right now, I just pray these weights are coming off of you. And many of you have faced accusations. Some may be true, some may be false, but we know that the Lord, our healer, is there to remove those darts and those snares from the enemy and to put you on the path of life, of peace, of joy, and all of the gifts of the Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit, that you can fulfill the reason you were created. So God bless you, and we look forward to seeing you again soon. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to hearing from you.